Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. Let me introduce you to, what do they say, a guy who needs no introduction. But I'm going to do it anyway. We haven't heard from this guy in a while. And I'm talking about Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Hope you are, too. It's been quite a while. And I was telling somebody, say, tomorrow morning, meaning today, Dan's going to be on. Dan has been on for quite some time, and you're filling in for a guy by the name of Nick Stoffel, who was just a kid when he started working for you, didn't he?
He was. He was in high school, actually. Yeah, he's been working for and with me for more than 25 years, I'm sure now. So, yeah.
Well, he took some time off and asked you to fill in. So the roles are reversed now. It's great to have you here this morning.
Yeah, well, for those that don't, good to get up on a Saturday morning. It's for a change. It's beautiful out. It's nice to be up early in the morning.
Absolutely. Well, you do that from time to time. I mean, I know that personally, you still kind of get your hands into you still do some work at Lloyd's, don't you?
I do. You know, I think I worked 3 or 4 days in September, and I'm scheduled for 2 days in October. So that's pretty typical for how it goes. I generally fill in for somebody that's missing, you know, somebody that's gone on vacation or something that they have going on, and I'm happy to come fill in a day or two for them.
But it's kind of good to do, isn't it? Kind of keeps you active.
Keeps me fresh, keeps me active, and keeps me aware of what's going on. And, you know, these guys that work here have been my best friends forever. And I have spent more time with them over the years than I have with anybody. So it's good to come hang out with them and be around. Yep, it's really fun.
Well, it's great. It's fun to have you back on the radio here. And if you have a car or a truck or van that's experiencing some problems, and you want to get a little analysis over the air from Dan before you bring it in for service at your favorite shop or favorite dealer, by all means, call us or text us. And as we always like to say, do it sooner rather than later, because our time goes by so quickly. Dan will take his leave about 7:45 this morning before Ted Farrell's wine chat. So call us or text us. You want to call and chat with Dan? Great. Or send him a text. Either way, 651-461-9226. Looking at a text that just came in, how often do spark plugs need to be changed? I guess that would depend on what the manufacturer says, right? What do you think, Dan?
That's the right answer, Denny. It depends on what the manufacturer says. And some of them are, you know, in the 50,000 to 60,000-mile range, but many of them nowadays are well over 100,000 miles that you can go before it's time to change the spark plug. But your answer was exactly right, that you need to check your owner's manual or check with your manufacturer and see what they recommend and when they recommend changing the spark plugs. And that's when we would do it also.
Is that can that be a tough job, Dan, changing plugs?
You look under the hood of your car, Denny, and show me where the spark plug is.
Oh, it's one of those you got to go searching for.
Yes, you know, with all the covers and everything that they put on them, and because you don't have to do it very often, there's no need to make them as accessible as they used to be. So yes, they're oftentimes buried under a bunch of stuff, and most of the time now, each of the spark plug has its own coil, and so the coil pad or the coil has to be removed to get at the spark plug. But it oftentimes is a bigger job than you'd want to do at home in your driveway. But many cars are still you still can do it. But make sure you know what you're getting into before you get started.
Yeah, good idea. And what about the quality of spark plugs over the years? Given this, 100,000 mile in some cases, I would imagine they're pretty doggone good.
They are pretty doggone good, and they're pretty doggone expensive too.
Oh, are they? Like what, for example?
they are designed to go 100,000 miles. So of course they're made with some very special metals, and those special metals, get to be expensive. But that's why they work the way that they do, and so they're worth it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes nowadays.
Here's something that you and I've talked about for years, and you've always recommended, especially during the winter months, is get your car washed often, especially that underbody wash. But this question this morning came in a bit ago, saying, with modern car paints and finishes, is it still beneficial to put a good coat of wax on the car before winter?
It is. That is a good idea for sure. And what else, Denny, is you'd think they would get rust solved in the world, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But when you look around, you still see rusty cars and rust around the fender wells. So in our climate, rust is still a deal. And the best weapon against rust is to keep a vehicle cleaned and polished. And if you do that, I'm not saying you're going to stop the rust, but you're certainly going to slow it down and help it.
In fact, it's funny this text came in because I was planning on doing that very thing with my wife's SUV, which is a pretty good size vehicle, and it takes a long time to not only wash or get it washed and then wax it, and then, of course, wipe the wax down and clean this and that. That's a process. But I found there's some really good waxes out now that are really, they're tremendous.
Some of them are just spray-on. You just spray them on and wipe them off. And I don't know if they're as good, but I've used them on my own car. And, for kind of keeping it up in between wax jobs, I think it works great. And, yeah, if you're going to take on that SUV wax job today, Denny, you're gonna need a little Tylenol for your shoulders this afternoon.
That's right, and hydrate often.
And
it's going to be
often,
great weather this weekend, Dan. The weather, like you suggested, is going to be beautiful.
Oh, it's It's a great day to get the cars all cleaned up for the winter. That's for sure. It's really nice.
Not humid.
Right.
I tell you what. Let's break. Texter wants to know. We used to get this from time to time. Lloyd's Automotive. Is there a Lloyd or was there a Lloyd? Let's, when we come back after the break, talk a little bit about the history of that wonderful place we lovingly call Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan Burns is with us here on CCO Radio. Stay with us. We have moved to one more degree. Actually, we backed off about 3 degrees. I see the new temp just came in. 63 now. Heading for 73. Stay with us. Call Dan or text Dan, 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830 WCCO.
725. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
20 in the morning. We have 63 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Denny Long back with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, before the break, I posed the question about, like a lot of folks have asked when you and I would do the show for so many years, who's Lloyd? Is there really Lloyd? Is there still a Lloyd? What's the history of Lloyd's Automotive before you tell us where you guys are located?
Yeah, there absolutely was a Lloyd. And actually, Denny, that question makes me think. It's funny. When I started in this business forever ago, 1983, I was 26 years old and, you know, probably the youngest guy in the business at the time. And now I've become the local historian, so isn't that the way life goes?
you're kind of the mechanic emeritus, as they would
yeah,
say.
I've ridden that horse forever. But anyway, yes, Howard Lloyd started his business here on Grand Avenue, and he actually owned two gas stations right across the street from each other, one where the bank is, or Bank Cherokee is across the street, and one where Lloyd's is right now. And over the years, the one across the street got sold off and they built a bank there, and Lloyd's has just been added on to and rebuilt over the years. And in 1998, we did a major restoration and made it what it is today. But Howard Lloyd hired Don Lavelle when he was in high school, and Don Lavelle never left. He stayed working at Lloyd's Automotive and ended up buying the business from Howard Lloyd. And I ended up buying the business in 1990 from Don Lavelle.
Mm.
Here we are now. So, yeah, it's been quite a course, and what a great thing to happen to me to land at Lloyd's Automotive and let it turn into what it's turned into, because it's pretty special.
It is a great place, and there's such great, nice people there that really treat the customer so well. I don't recall a business that has that big of a group. Well, not huge, but I mean that each and every one of them are great folks. Now, for those that maybe need some help, we always like to ask you and Nick exactly where are you located, and how do we find it and get in touch?
Well, we are in St. Paul. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. So the best way to get in touch is come on over. We're always glad to see you and help you out. Otherwise, you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We'll get you that information before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. All right, Dan, back to work. Here's another text. Texter has a 2018 F-150. 3.5 liter, 96,000 miles on it. He or she says, I recently noticed a severe cold start rattle. After starting, the engine rattle lasts around 5 seconds or until the oil pressure reaches the norm. It has not thrown any codes yet. There are no other symptoms. It only happens after the vehicle has been sitting over 6 to 9 hours. Texter assumes it's a cam phaser failure. Is there any other diagnostic test that can be done to ensure this is the issue? Enjoy the show, he says.
Yeah, there is more diagnostic tests, but the first and perhaps the best test would be to leave it at your shop or our shop overnight so we can hear what's going on. That cam phaser assembly on that particular vehicle is a common failure. And that's exactly right. When the oil pressure is low, that phaser will rattle, and as the pressure comes up, then it goes away. And the best diagnostic for me to do is to actually hear it myself. And the next step is to take it apart and do an inspection on it. But at that point, you're pretty committed. Like, okay, we're going to take this apart and look at it. But, when I tell you that it needs one, you're going to probably want to keep going because you've already paid most of the labor for me to get there anyway.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So the next step is a bigger commitment, and you need to plan on fixing it. But you should fix it. That's a still a new enough vehicle, and the mileage is still low enough that it's worth the repair, for sure.
Just learned that was from Steve from Hugo, Minnesota. Thanks, Steve, for that that text. Here's another one. 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee smells like hot antifreeze after the car's been running. How big of a concern is this, is the question. They haven't been able to find any leak for 10 years.
Well, it's coming from somewhere. And after it's been running and been hot, oftentimes what you might be finding is that it's a little bit of a coolant leak that's dripping onto the exhaust or onto the exhaust manifold, and so you're not seeing it. It's evaporating, which is why you're smelling it. And, you know, a good place to start looking is near the air intake from under the hood for the Ventil HVAC system, for the heating and air conditioning system. Because it's probably happening near that, the fact that you're smelling it inside the car. So that's what I would look for. And usually if there's coolant dripping onto a manifold or an exhaust component, there'll be some sort of staining. And that staining is what I would be looking for. Where's that happening? And it's not abnormal that you would not be smelling it or wouldn't be seeing a puddle on the ground or a drip on the ground, because if it's hitting the exhaust, it's, you know, the exhaust is really hot and that's just evaporating off right away.
All right. I just remembered I promised our listeners, as I do from time to time, that what we missed last week we would pick up this week as far as questions. Let's see if we can't grab a couple here. This texter said last week, as I plan to buy new all-season tires, do you have an opinion on the benefits of, I've never heard of this, a three-peak snowflake rated tire? What is that? Have you heard of that, Dan?
No, I have not heard of that. But the snow tire type tires have come a long ways. You know, many years ago, Denny, I used to claim or suggest that, you know, you need to switch them off. If you run them through the winter, you'll wreck them. And the snow tire type and the all season type tires have gotten better at you know, lasting longer. And so to get a more aggressive all season tire nowadays is probably a good idea. And, you know, just do your research. You can find more information about what types of tire and what the ratings are and how happy people are. You can find better information on the internet than you can from me. So that's where I would do my research. But I would not be afraid of a more aggressive snow type tire in our climate. I think you'd be happy with it.
All right. Very good. I tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a quick break here for the forecast. I'm just looking at a text before we break. It says, Dan Burns changed the oil in my Corvette in November 2013. I have a photo of Dan standing near the car in the bay he changed the oil in. So there's a memory for you. Hang on, Dan. Dan Burns with us this morning for Nick. And Nick will be back next week, of course. In the meantime, call us or text us with your car care question, 651-461-9226. Weather is next on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our car care show. Denny Long here, and filling in for Nick Stoffel is our friend Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, as usual, we have a bunch of text questions to take care of before you take your leave today. Let's see. My wife's car will sometimes not start. 20 minutes later, it starts no problem. Battery is checked out good. Any ideas what it may be? It's a 2014 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2.0. Thank you, it says.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure if it's not cranking or if it's cranking and not and not starting. But I'm going to assume, because they said the battery's okay, that I'll go with the it's not cranking. And that's actually a pretty easy test. If it's not cranking, we can hook up a voltmeter down at the starter and see when it's acting up. If we're getting voltage to the starter, If we have good voltage to the starter, if we have good ground to the starter, and if we have a good signal to the starter, and it's not cranking over at times, then the starter has failed and will need to be replaced.
Okay. Texter, this next text, Dan, it's a 2019 Ford Ranger. Hesitation when it shifts between third and fourth gears. It also hesitates when driving at lower speeds around 30 miles an hour. The question is this a transmission problem or something else? They have been to the dealer, and after a week, they said it needed a $9,000 transmission rebuild. The truck itself has 60,000 miles on it.
Well, it's probably worth it if that's where you land, and that's what it turns out needing. But I wonder if, and maybe a good idea before they spend $9,000 would be to service the transmission, to change the fluid and to change the filter and do an inspection at that point on the inside of the transmission. If when you take the transmission pan and filter down, you find that the inside of the transmission is covered with metallic particles, then I think they're right, that the transmission is coming apart, that there's a component that's failing, and it's, you know, metal dust is coming off somewhere, a bearing is failing or something like that. And if that's the case, it will need a transmission replacement. But I would start with an inspection and see what you have. Sometimes just new fluid and a new filter will make a difference and help you out in a situation like that.
Wow. All right. I was looking at a text. Speaking of tires, Texter says, I had a nail in my run flat tires that cannot be patched. I had to buy new tires. Texter says, don't buy run flat tires. Tell us about that, and what do you think of that comment?
Well, I don't like run flat tires because they're really hard to work with. So selfishly, I don't like them. Why a car has a run flat tire on it is because it does not have room for a spare tire. So they don't have a spare. If you get a flat on the highway, you can drive at a medium distance to a place where you can safely get some help or get off the highway and at least get it towed or whatever. But they're meant to be driven for a period of time because they have such a hard sidewall. And the other thing about run flat tires that I've seen is that they don't wear as good as a conventional tire because of the hard sidewalls. But if you don't have a spare tire, you probably want the run flat tires on there. But that's that. What the texter is telling you is true. They're a little bit more complicated, and they're a little bit more expensive.
Okay. Here's one that kind of jumps around. Let's see if I can't piece it together. The vehicle is a Lexus 2015 RC350. Texter says that I've had only owned for a few months. My oxygen fuel sensor light will come on after about a quarter tank is gone, and as soon as I fill the car, it goes off. It has also turns off after a quarter tank is left. I only put a regular gas in it once, and now only premium. Do you think there is a gas additive that I should try?
Well, if the oxygen sensor light is coming on, it's coming on for a reason. I don't understand why it would have anything to do with the quantity of fuel in the tank. So I guess my recommendation would be you should take that in and have some diagnostics done on it and find out what's really wrong with the vehicle, because obviously there's a coincidence between the level of fuel in the car and the light coming on, but I'm not sure what that is. Maybe the check engine light is coming on because there's a problem with the evaporative system, which would have something to do with the gas tank. But I think you need some professional help on that. Before you try any more tricks and find out why that light is really coming on.
And the texter, and this may make no difference at all in the situation, but the texter says, I only put out regular gasoline at once. What I know about this particular vehicle is it's the manufacturer wants premium only in that. So, maybe the listener just put it in by mistake.
Well, even if it's supposed to have premium and you don't get premium, that should not cause the checking light to come on. So, I think you need some help.
You do. Get it checked out.
Yeah.
I bought, texture says, a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited loaded with technology. Am I better spending $400 more for the Mopar warranty than a third-party contract? Yeah, well, you and I talk about extended warranties for years here. And what is your usual answer?
Buy carefully. Buy very, very carefully. And read all the fine print very carefully. Because we have found that when it comes to making a claim with an insurance company, any insurance company, whether it be the manufacturer or a third party, they're going to read the fine print very carefully. And if they can wiggle out of a claim, they will. So be very, very careful about what you're getting. Read all sorts of reviews on the type of insurance that you're going to buy for an extended warranty. And proceed carefully. I personally don't buy an extended warranty, but that's not a fair comparison because I'm in the business and I can pretty much fix it myself. I think if you're comfortable, if you always buy extended warranties for your TVs and appliances and all that sort of stuff, you probably should buy one for a car too. But proceed carefully because there's some pretty poor quality policies out there that they're selling, and you don't want one of those. You want a top-notch policy from a top-notch company.
Again, fine print. Read it.
Yeah, be very careful.
Yeah. We have time for one more. Texter says, I've been told never over-inflate your tires. Is that true? Would there ever be a case where you would overinflate your tires?
If I'm storing it for the winter, I would overinflate them. But that's true. If you're driving the car, especially in the summertime when it's warm, do not overinflate the tires. In the fall, if you're filling your tires on a hot day and cold weather's a-coming, the pressure will go down a little bit when the tires cool off. So keep that in mind. That's only a couple of PSI, but that is true. Do not overinflate your tires. If they get very overinflated, it can be, dangerous and it can wreck the tire.
Yeah.
But people will ask me, can I overinflate my tires when I store it so that it doesn't get a flat spot on the bottom? And from the people that I've talked to that are into cars and they store a lot of cars, they do that, and that's probably a good idea.
Very good. Dan, always fun. It was great to have you back on the radio again, and we got to do this again sometime. Nick will be back next week, of course. But, Dan, as we say goodbye, how do we find Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
All right, Dan, we'll see you one of these days at Lloyd's.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks so much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.